Doctors and other frontline healthcare workers have begun receiving their first shots of the coronavirus vaccine, and the experience has led to some mixed emotions for many providers. They're torn between hope for the vaccine and grief for the lives lost during the pandemic. Dr. Joshua Barocas is an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center and assistant professor of medicine at the Boston University School of Medicine. He wrote about his experience for WBUR, and he joins us now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you received the vaccine Wednesday. How are you feeling?
I feel completely fine. And it's just wonderful to know that the only side effect I had was a little bit of a sore arm. Aside from that, I felt completely fine.
I wonder if you could read a little bit of the essay that you wrote for us talking about what you were feeling as you got the vaccine.
Sure. I thought of kissing my wife and children goodbye, knowing I wouldn't see them for days, as I spent long hours helping set up isolation and quarantine sites around Boston. I thought of the abandoned streets of Boston, usually clogged with cars and buses, during our 24-hour rush hour. I thought of the frantic calls from family members and friends and people whom I haven't seen in years looking for advice or comfort or hope. I thought of the people who have been away from loved ones, unable to embrace in times of happiness and in times of grief.
That's a lot. That's a lot to think of. So what was the emotion like when you got the shot?
Well, there were cameras and lots of people. So it was a little different than any vaccine that I've ever received in that regard. But otherwise, it was a normal process. And I want to highlight that very normal process. But internally, you know, my mind wandered from the very beginning of this and the first reports that we were getting that there was potentially a pandemic headed our way. And really my mind started then wandering to the ICUs and the people who were dying, and it was a lot. So as I wrote in the piece, I haven't cried since I was a child receiving a vaccine. And I did this time. It was a lot to be overwhelmed by, and I'll say at the same time, it was a moment, and this was something. This was more than going to the moon, and I wrote in the piece, this was going to Jupiter, and coming back. we developed, scientists and humans developed a vaccine in less than a year for a virus that we didn't know anything about previously, and thousands of people lined up to be part of clinical trials. What an amazing accomplishment. What an amazing moment for humanity.
Right. I mean, it was very moving to watch it all unfolding and to see what was happening and realize the significance of it. I'm wondering, how are you feeling emotionally now?
The gush of emotions is over, and I'll say I've just gone back to work, and that's part of what we all need to do. And by work, I mean work, and also work in getting rid of the pandemic. So I'll say that I've gone back to my normal, my pandemic normal. I feel like doing that is the best thing that I can do right now for my fellow citizens.
Right. Not pre-pandemic normal. We're not there yet.
Not pre-pandemic normal. Pandemic normal. pandemic normal. And we're going to be there for a while. And it's going to be a little bit painful. And I recognize that as a provider, this is terrible for everyone. And there's that component. And I want people to know that healthcare workers, we understand that this has just not been fun for anyone. And but I'll say we're in the final stretch.
All right. Dr. Joshua Barocas, infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center and assistant professor of medicine at the Boston University School of Medicine, thanks for speaking with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.